From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Brussels spent Saturday on terror lockdown as Belgian authorities hunted for attackers from Paris. Facing what was called the imminent threat of terror attacks, Belgian authorities placed the capital city on lockdown, shutting its subway system and warning citizens against public gatherings. Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel warned that several individuals with arms and explosives could launch an attack in one or more places in and around the capital. Didier Reynders is Belgium's foreign minister.
If you are coming to Brussels, you need to have a full respect for all the instruction coming from the authorities. It's the same in France, in Paris, with such a situation with the urgency. And in Belgium, we will send all the time messages about the situation and about the specific request to the people living in Brussels or coming to Brussels.
Authorities say the warning was based on precise information, including the possibility that the architect of the attacks in Paris, Salah Abdeslam, could be planning a suicide attack in Brussels. The U.S. Embassy urged Americans to shelter in place and remain at home. Metro trains in the Belgian capital are shut down at least until Sunday afternoon. U.S. President Barack Obama has condemned what he called the appalling terrorist attack at a hotel in Mali that left at least 21 people dead. Speaking at the ASEAN summit in Malaysia, Obama said Friday's attack in Bamako will only stiffen U.S. resolve to combat terrorism. He vowed a relentless pursuit of the killers and said that America's allies and partners are determined to protect their citizens and root out terrorist networks. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News.